message you're about to hear is brought to you by Divine Purpose Church. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Believe it. And 40 years later, 5 years later, you will speak. He said, I remember what Pastor used to say. When we were still in the tent, Makata, you think 20 years later we'll still be in a tent? God forbid. When we were still in the tent, you know, yesterday I received a message, Pastor, the mixer is not working. I said, look, I'm away, fix it. So you will say, when the mixer was still every now and then misfiring and misbehaving, Pastor said, I will become an influential person. Hello? Hello? You will say it. You know, on Saturday, we were with one of wonderful guys, an old man. I think that Anna Maluleke may know him from, because he's in Limpopo there. The former executive mayor of Capricorn municipality, Mapoula. Remember Mapoula? Mapoula lost his job some years ago. And he said to himself, let me just go to the farm. I don't want to fight or attempt. Let me just leave everything in the hands of God. And that does not mean that it's wrong to contest or push for what is rightfully yours. But this was a battle strategy that God gave him to say, don't fight it physically, this one. Fight it spiritually. So this Saturday we were with him. He says, they bypassed all the people who were in the office now, and went and came and looked for me in the farm. And they took me now to the house. He says, they've now been sent. He says, I'm from China. I'm from such and such a place. And now they are ready to promote me to a certain national position of organizing. And he says, this is a job I was interviewed for 24 years ago and I didn't get it. And 24 years later, in God's perfect timing, with patience, diligence, and consistency, God has brought it to me, and this time I was not interviewed. He said, I didn't ask for any favor from anyone. Somebody say, the Lord does these things. You see, it will reward you to have faith now when you have nothing. Hello? Many of us want to claim that we have faith when everything now looks good. That is not real faith. No! To walk by faith is to believe what you cannot see with your optical eye. And to continue to speak it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And what is it that you believe and speak? You believe and speak that which God has spoken upon your life. Just like Joshua and Caleb. Oh my goodness. Let me try to finish this scripture. Twenty-four years later, Mapoula got the job he was interviewed for 24 years ago. That thing you have given up on, may God bring it back to you as a ripe fruit in Jesus' name. Oh, your amen is very suspicious. I said, may Jehovah bring it back to you as a ripe fruit in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout another hallelujah. And Moses, verse 9, saw on that day, saying, surely the land on which your foot have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever. Did you hear that? Because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. You see, to follow the Lord your God is to hold on to the word of God. To keep on believing in the word of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. And as he said, these 45 years. Okay, so he's saying, behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said. So God fulfilled his promise. He said he will keep me alive, and truly he has kept me alive according to his word. These 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now lo, I am this day 85 years old. 80. So he was 85 years. Even yet am I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Ooh, glory to God. He says 45 years later, I am still as strong as I was 45 years ago. May your strength not fail in Jesus' name. I said, may your strength not fail in the name of Jesus. Verse 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. If so be the Lord will be with me, then shall I be able to drive them out, as the Lord had said. I want you tonight to make this your prayer and declaration. To say, give me this mountain. There are two kinds of mountains in the Bible. There is a mountain that you must move by faith. But there is a mountain that you must possess. Caleb says, I have been promised this mountain. This mountain is a part of my inheritance. He says, the Anakims, I know the Anakims are there. The giants are there. The city has walls, great walls. And the city is fortified. And these cities, the cities of the Anakims are built on that mountain. But that is my mountain. Joshua, as the leader, give me this mountain. And Joshua said, it's before you. Go for it. What is this mountain? This mountain is your destiny. This mountain is your share of inheritance. But the challenge is that on this mountain, there appears to be giants, squatters. But when you know that it's your mountain, you don't reverse because they are giants. You still go for the mountain. I'm looking for people tonight who will say, give me this business. I'm saying, give me this church. Oh, yes. Because it's part of my destiny. When I say this church, I'm talking about another level of DPC. You will see it in Jesus' name. I said you will see it in the name of Jesus. Give me this mountain. Now, on that place, mountain, you replace that which suits you. That which has to do with you. Say this with me. Say, give me this mountain. Listen to this. It was 45 years later. How many years later? The promise was made 45 years ago. To say, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that place shall be yours. And Caleb remembered that I walked on that land of the Anakims. I climbed that mountain. Therefore, by the word that God has spoken, that mountain belongs to me. I see the giants. I see the squatters. But as I was 45 years ago, I am still as strong at the age of 85. And I am going to go in there and I will dispossess the squatters and possess my inheritance. That is your calling. God has not called you for easy things. Hello? God has not called you for just the easiest. God has not called you to look for the path of least resistance. Like water. Water always is for the path of least resistance. Until the place is closed. And then the water gains momentum. I don't care how much the enemy has closed. If you allow your spirit to gain the momentum of faith by the word of God, you will break through every wall. Baal Perazim, the God of my breakthrough. So tonight, I want us to pray this prayer. Don't settle for less. Don't settle, oh Lord, that mountain Ipadile. I will just settle for this river or this well. No. Give me this mountain. I'm going for this mountain. This mountain is mine. That business is mine. That breakthrough is mine. That quality of life is mine. That testimony is mine. That victory is mine. How many people are saying that tonight? It's a few people. How many people are saying, Lord, give me this mountain? Yes, there are giants. Yes, there seems to be walls that are surrounding. No, it was not protected against you. It's protected for you. It's a miscall. Oh, there is a fence. And a hedge and a wall around it. God says, it's not protected against you. It's protected for you. But you must arise in faith and claim it. The giants that are there may be enjoying saying, no, we don't want to live. But when you push, you see, without Goliath, David would have remained a shepherd boy. You see, when faith is put in fire, the outcome is favor. Oh, your amen is very suspicious. Without the fire that was multiplied 7 times, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have remained ordinary people. The mountain you are facing now, the challenge you are facing now, is what will lift you to another dimension. No wonder Caleb says, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. You have your own mountain. There is a mountain you move by faith. Mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. But there's a mountain you must possess. And when you possess this mountain, you begin to shine. Those who used to think you are useless will suddenly realize you are not useless. All the other time when they thought nothing was happening, you were going through a level of preparation. And the Lord says to some of you here, that time has come. Now you are being launched. Oh, it's a word for somebody. You are being launched in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost is launching you. I said the Holy Ghost is launching you. Like Mr. Mapola that I was telling you about. 24 years ago, he went for an interview. His daughter was dancing at my wedding with my wife. She was one of the bridesmaids. And the other daughter, the last born daughter, was a bridesmaid this year at the wedding of our sister. So Mr. Mapola was there. The former mayor, big guy. He had lost so much. But he held on. He believed. Kept on listening to the word of God. Muruti Koma encouraging him with his wife. How's the denki? Like I'm doing now, encouraging you with the word. Don't take it light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't do what? Don't take it light. And 24 years later, boom, that job. He didn't ask Eddie, say, please favor me. Please try to put it together for me. It's not that it would have been wrong for him to ask for that kind of help. But the strategy the Lord gave him was to just be still and you will see me in action. And he saw God in action. And now he's saying, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. I want this to become your slogan. Give me that mountain. Give me. Don't back down. Don't back. Don't reverse on your destiny. Don't reverse on your calling. Don't reverse on the dreams that God has put in your heart. Like Joshua and Caleb were saying, 45 years ago, Moses spoke. You will remember and said, God spoke to me through Pastor Divine. Therefore, I know that that mountain belongs to me. Give me that mountain. Let's stand up on our feet. Give me that mountain. Part of that mountain can be what you want to see upon the lives of your children. Give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. Hey, as far as your career is concerned, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. As far as your business is concerned, give me that mountain. As far as your health is concerned, give me that mountain. I shall live. I shall not die. But I shall live. 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 Open your mouth and begin to declare, I possess my mountain. I possess my mountain. In every aspect of my life, I possess my mountain. If there is another mountain you have to move, command it to go. And it will go because Jesus said it will go. But there is another mountain that you don't have to send away. You must possess it. Possess it in the name of Jesus. Hela borabaha. Hela barabahashu. Le baba baba baba. Remando la baba baba baba. Rebo bobo bobo bobo. Give me this mountain. 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 This is my mountain. This is my mountain. Rebo shata la bahaya. Remando la bashanda la baya. I possess my possession. I let go of the evil report. For the evil report will cause my heart to melt. But I embrace the report of the word of God. As Isaiah says, whose report do you believe? I believe the report of the word of God. I believe the report of the word of God. Therefore, my heart shall not melt within me. My heart shall be hopeful. Boldness shall arise. Nobody shall stop me. My strength shall not be reduced. Just like Caleb, at the age of 85, I will say, I am as strong as I was when I was 40 years. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain for such a time as this. 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 To dispossess squatters. To dispossess illegal inhabitants. And to get in and possess our possession. And possess our inheritance. Because you have called us to make our names great. So that we may be blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Father. Our cry is no longer just to be blessed, but to be a blessing. 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 The blessing of Abraham and the calling of Abraham. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it stronger. Say in the name of Jesus. I declare that this mountain is mine. Do you know your mountain? Do you know your mountain? Are you going to give up on your mountain? Are you going to give up because you see giants? Because if you choose to, God will respect your choice. If you choose to give up, God will respect your choice. He will not force you. But we should not give up. Say, I will not give up. Say, in the name of Jesus, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things that are behind, I reach for the things ahead. My future is bigger, better, and brighter than my past. No one and nothing shall stop me. For I move by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and declare that I am becoming everything that God has made me to be. Okay? In other words, you will become what you already are. Huh? Because God is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end at the same time. So the script of your life is completed. But you must not follow the script of the enemy. Because the enemy has another script. I prophesy by the Spirit of God. You are becoming everything that God has made you to be. Spiritually, you are becoming everything that God has made you to be. In the kingdom of God, you are becoming everything that God has made you to be. The Bible says, they that lead many to light shall shine as the brightness of the stars and the brightness of the firmament. They that lead many to light, they that lead many to righteousness, is talking about soul winners. So you find that God has ordained that through your life, 1,000 people have to see heaven. And the enemy wants to keep you from being a soul winner. That devil is a liar. You will become everything that God has made you to be in the name of Jesus. I said you will become everything that God has made you to be. Maybe God has ordained that in your lifetime you will help in one way or another 100 children to be able to go to school. It shall happen in the name of Jesus. I said it shall happen in the name of Jesus. Maybe God has ordained that until your life is over, at least there shall be 500 children in one way or another that has to be helped through your life to be able to have shoes for going to school in the name of Jesus. I said, that's your calling in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. God has ordained, but before you die, you must be somebody he will use to build a church where your children will grow up, where your children will meet their husbands and their wives. In the name of Jesus, the devil will not stop you from doing it. You are going to do it in the name of Jesus. I said, you are going to do it in the name of Jesus. I said, you are going to become everything that God has ordained for you to become. Come on, shout hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to pray and declare, I'm becoming everything. Everything that God has ordained me to become. The devil will not reduce me. The devil will not forsake my destiny. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, in my calling as a pastor, in my calling, in the ministry, I am becoming everything, 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 everything. Every life that God has ordained for me to touch, I shall touch by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the grace of the living God. Let everybody pray.
Joining us in this episode with Pastor Divine and Itokisen Khoza, we hope that your mind is being renewed by God's word and that your life is being transformed to the glory of God. And do stay in touch with us by connecting with us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Divine Purpose Church. Be on the lookout for more podcasts and stay blessed.